Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. Yeah, we're taking our time here. We're going through Psalm 8, and what is this, the third episode so far from these nine verses, I think? Yeah, sometimes we'll run into this, and it's actually fine. You know, we're not here to make something happen. We're here to receive from the Most High God, and sometimes it takes a little time. We've looked at the first four verses, and I want to go back and read those again and then press on to the next few verses, maybe all of them, we'll see. I'm going to start off reading from the Authorized Version, the King James Version, and it says this, "To the chief musician upon the Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" So that's what we've covered at this point in time. And he's basically saying this, Lord, you're great, you're wonderful. How majestic is your name? And he says, you know, when I think about the heavens, when I look at the heavens, when I consider the moon and stars, I'm thinking maybe outside at night, you know, looking at the expanse of the heavens. He says, when I look at that, I start thinking about man. You know, God, why are you mindful of man? And the son of man, that you visit him or you care for him, as the more contemporary translations say. Then verse 5 from the King James says this, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." And that's the way I memorized that verse, okay, and actually Psalm long, long time ago, that the Lord has made man a little lower than the angels, and that the Lord has crowned him with glory and honor. And so just from what we read in that one verse, we see some things, that man has been made, that God made man, that there is, for lack of a better term, a hierarchy, a structure, levels, shall we say, because he made man a little lower, and the King James again says, than the angels. But then that God has crowned man, and he crowned man with glory and honor. Now, in the balance of the psalm, which is just a few verses, we're going to see that God has given man dominion over creation. So that helps us with sort of the structure of things, that man's made a little lower, but he's crowned him with glory and honor. Who usually receives a crown of glory and honor? Yes, someone who's reigning over it, has authority over. But I want us to read this verse 5 again in three other translations, the New American Standard, the English Standard Version, and the Lexham. The New American Standard says this, "Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty." So the King James says that God made man a little lower than the angels. New American Standard says that God made man a little lower than God. Well, both are true, maybe, probably. We're definitely lower than God. But are God and angels to be equated the same? I mean, like, is it the same Hebrew word? It is the same Hebrew word. But this is a word that is a word of vast interpretation. It's the word Elohim. And you go, oh, wait a minute, I've heard of that before. Yeah, Elohim. And Elohim appears more than 2,600 times in the Old Testament. So it's a very common word in the Old Testament. And Elohim can be translated as like ruler, judges, divine ones, angel, gods, little g gods, goddess, godlike, okay? The true God, big G God, okay? It's translated as all that. And so here's what the reality is. It boils down to this. Elohim is a state, a position of existence. Like we are human beings, there are divine beings. Okay. And we know about some of these divine beings. We know about angels, seraphim, cherubim. Okay. A lot of times people want to lump it all together and say those are all angels, but they're not. And you have Elohim. Okay. Elohim. In one sense, angels are Elohim from the state of existence within the unseen realm. But in another sense, they are not. Elohim are the small g gods, other gods. And I know that goes against a lot of our sensibilities in the way that we were raised, but it actually makes far more sense in reading the Bible, okay? You know, several places God will say, the Lord God is God, there is no other God but him. Okay. And then he'll say something like that, he's the greatest God of all gods. And we say, well, he's the only God, there's only one God. Well, no, not really. Yeah, that would be God, like God saying, God is the greatest God of all unicorns, if they didn't exist. The other Elohim do exist. And you see it all through the scripture. And once you're aware of that word, it manifests in some of the really interesting ways. I mean, really interesting ways. And it really clarifies a lot of things in scripture to have this understanding. The King James, I think, a little lower than the angels is not the best rendering of this. Even the New American Standard, made a little lower than God, is not the best rendering, though it be the truth, okay? The ESV and the Lexham both express it in a little different kind of way. And I think I like it because there's a degree of vagueness to it. You go, what? I didn't think we ever wanted to be vague in things. No, there's times that when you embrace the uncertainty. Listen what the ESV says. Yet, you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. Yeah, the heavenly beings. Man's made a little lower, maybe than the angels, okay, but not limited to just angels. A little lower than the Elohim. Yeah, I really like that. What are the Elohim? Heavenly beings. Then the Lexham picks up on the same phraseology. And you made him a little lower than heavenly beings, and with glory and with majesty, you crowned him. Now, that's really interesting. Let me read it again and see if you pick up the nuance, the difference. And you made him a little lower than heavenly beings, and with glory and with majesty, you crowned him. So the other one says, and you crowned him with glory and majesty. So it's like man has been crowned with glory and majesty. Okay. The scripture reveals that and what it means. But then in the Lexham it says, and with glory and with majesty you crowned him. Does that mean that the glory and majesty of the Lord is what was used to crown him? Or does that mean that mankind is crowned with the glory and majesty of the Lord? To which all these questions I'm asking, I would say yes. We are crowned with glory and honor, with glory and majesty, but we are crowned with the glory and the majesty of the Most High God. We're made in the image of God, and we're made to be imagers of God. You see how these psalms, so many of them, give us insight to what we encounter in the first part of Genesis, to what we encounter with the question of the very biblical cosmology of existence, of mankind and the existence of all creation. If you just take a moment and just look at it, if you take a moment and look at several English translations, you'll start seeing some things that the Lord is revealing to us. Never forget this, folks. You are fearfully made. You are made a little lower than the heavenly beings. And you've been crowned with glory and honor from the Most High God. That's exciting, isn't it? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.